So here is the last inspiration or last tuning for today. We are still in the mood of separation in this verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he's explaining how he's drowning into this material ocean, this ocean of material existence, and calling loud for the Lord to come and rescue. I would like to end the small pastimes that I was telling on this mood of separation, and we should hear that with the hope that some feelings of separation might enter our heart. And only when we have those feelings of separation can we really call. If we don't feel that necessity, that need of being with Krishna, if we don't feel, I have tried everything in this material world, I just cannot get happiness, I just need Krishna alone, then we can really start calling. We stopped last session with Uddhava, who was trying to comfort Krishna. Krishna was crying in separation from the Brajvasis and did not know what to do. He could not go. He was in difficult situation. But then Krishna got a wonderful idea, because he realized Uddhava do not know what love the Brajvasis have. So I will send him to Braj, so that he will learn what is this exceptional love of the Brajvasis. And at the same time, he will be able to give a message to the Brajvasis. He thought Uddhava is a good, intelligent person. He will be able to pacify the Brajvasis. So Uddhava, Krishna gave some instruction to Uddhava. He said, don't go just to give a letter to them, but you have also the mission to pacify the Brajvasis. So he told him, when you arrive in Braj, just go to the trees and give all my blessings to the trees. All those trees gave flower to the gopis so that they could decorate themselves. Then go to the cows and chant my name in their ears and ask for their well-being. Then go to all elderly ladies in Braj and offer your obeisances again and again to them and tell them, I am their son forever. Then go to Nanda Maharaj. Tell him I'm his servant. And go to all the cowboy and embrace them for me. And then go to Mother Yasoda. And tell Mother Yasoda, I'm not happy here in Mathura. When I was in Vrindavan, every morning Mother Yasoda will come with a wet towel to wipe my face when I will wake up. But I don't have that here in Mathura. Here in Mathura, nobody calls me Kanai. Here I cannot play flute. In Braj in the morning, Mother Yasoda will make those wonderful hot rotis and butter. I don't have that in Mathura. Please tell Mother Yasoda, I'm not happy here in Vrindavan. And I want to come back very soon to Braj. So that was the message of Krishna. And so beautiful, those loving exchange, how Krishna is feeling separation from his dear devotees. And we are all here. We are all his devotees. We are all calling, and the Lord will give us also this treatment. He will also exchange this love to us. But we need to call. We need to call with our heart. We need to give our full self, our full attention. Now we have 2.5 hours left. It's really, we should try to surrender ourselves totally to the Holy Name. To really try to hear and pray for the Lord to come and manifest.